Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And it doesn't matter what year it is or what month it is, or frankly, how long anybody's been in or around real estate, the reality is that it's crazy every single day. And today I've got for y'all a brand new friend and guest, Harry Corsell. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Lee, how are you?
I'm fantastic. And thank you for showing up on the podcast to share with our listeners something about your life. So tell them who they're listening to, where you're located, those fun tidbits.
Sure. So my name's Harry Corsell. I'm a father of three. I'm located in Boston, Massachusetts. It's a small city. Probably nobody's ever heard of it. And nothing crazy ever happens in Boston. I started my real estate career as a perfect side job because I was doing stand-up comedy.
Well, there's no better way to get material for stand-up than real estate, let's be honest.
Yeah, people are crazy. And so I was renting apartments in Boston for a company, this was 20 years ago, for a company called Noble Real Estate. And it wasn't N-O-B-L-E, it was N-O-B-U-L-L.
Nice.
Yeah. I had an incident with a coworker of mine where he came in and, you know, this was before technology was really big. We didn't even have internet back then, believe it or not. Like there was no updating listings. We had a book. We had a computer with an Excel spreadsheet that nobody knew how to use. And I remember the one day, like the phone just rang and rang and rang. And it was just me and another coworker in the office. And I was with a client and he wouldn't pick up the phone. So finally, I just picked up the phone because, you know, if you don't pick up the phone, what happens?
Nothing happens when you don't pick up the phone. Nothing.
Right. Exactly. And so he got upset with me, told the client to leave the office and started hitting me, like physically assaulting me.
Dang.
Yeah. And so I got out of real estate after that and went into corporate America. Flash forward 20 years to last year where I was working for a Russian company. And you're never going to believe this. This is crazy stuff that happens in corporate America. We got investigated by the FBI.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, exactly. And they laid off everybody. So fast forward. And what I did was I looked into getting my real estate license. And I found out that I was
like most people, when your career goes sideways, you're like, you know, real estate.
Yeah, real estate's fun. I like people. It's come a long way. And so it's been amazing. But in my first 6 months, I've already sold a property. I worked with a buyer client. But I want to talk about what I really am passionate is why you shouldn't work with me. Because I know there's a lot of people out there that go, hey, you know what? He sounds like a nice guy. He's worked in technology for 20 years. And everybody wants to talk about why they should work with you. I want to talk about why you shouldn't work with me. And I've got a couple different reasons.
Well, do tell.
Okay. Like yourself, Lee, I'm high profile on social media, right? So LinkedIn, Facebook, I'm tweeting right now as we're speaking.
That's good. Live tweeting is extra credit. You know, I give out gold stars for that.
I might get a gold star. That'd be awesome to put on my resume. But, you know, like who needs the extra attention when you're trying to sell a house?
Well, there are certain personalities that thrive on extra attention, but there's just as many that would rather have nobody know they exist at all.
Right. Like you want your house to be inconspicuous. You want your house to be on the market for 180 days plus. Like you don't want your house to sell fast. So I'm high profile on social media. The other reason why you don't want to work with me is I'm going to make rookie mistakes. Like I'm going to make every single rookie mistake. But the good thing is that I'm working with a mentor, somebody that I've known for 20 plus years, and he's just been amazing. Like he has helped me through every single rookie mistake. And then the other thing is I'm really good at follow-up. Like if you want to be ignored or you want to feel like you want to be ignored, I'm not your guy. Like I am really good at follow-up. I mean, this is how I got on this podcast is just through persistence and follow-up and just grit and determination.
All right. So let's unpack a couple of things there because it is always interesting to let people behind the curtains in real estate. And you're very open and transparent about the fact that you're not a 30-year veteran of real estate. And when we look back at the bad habits and the bad training realtors have received for years, one of the things is the classic script where somebody asks you how long you've been in, you're supposed to say, well, it feels like forever. as though we think the consumer is dumb enough not to figure that out. So if you're new, the key is to be doing what you've done, which is secure somebody who can answer your questions so that you're not a 20-year veteran making the rookie mistakes. Because you and I both know the amount of time you've been in real estate does not dictate your competence.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. But I mean, understand that. I mean, yes, I've only been in real estate for a short time, but I've had a long and pretty good career at high tech sales. So a lot of the skills are transferable, meaning that like if you don't have the answer to something, you've got to let the customer know you don't have the answer to it. And that's happened all the time. Like I'd be involved in some very technical discussions about, let's say, a VMware environment or a cluster or something that was very, very technical.
That we have a lot of clusters in real estate.
I'm sure you do. You know, and just tough negotiations. Like we literally tough negotiations. So, you know, I've had 20 years, close to 20 years of that. So I know when to kind of say, hey, you know what? I'm out of my league. I don't know this answer, but you know what? I will get you the answer. And sometimes the answer is as simple as, I don't know. I need more time.
So would you say the hardest thing in transitioning from those very high stakes negotiations to these very high stakes negotiations is the crazy amount of emotion involved in real estate? Because I'm just going to wager a wild guess that the technical side didn't have nearly the emotion that we deal with people trying to consider where mama's going to cook supper and where the babies are going to lay their heads to sleep.
Absolutely. You know, and every transaction in real estate is so personal, right? Like it's your money, it's your house, it's, you know, your property that you spent 20, 30, 40 years in. It's the money that you've had to put down for a down payment. Where in corporate America, I was working for Fortune 500 companies, selling to other Fortune 500 companies. It's just a line item. They've already got it approved.
Right. And it's not really a line item in most people's lives. They just wake up and decide they're going to buy a house sometimes. And that's the craziest part about it.
Yeah. And they've got to look for the right neighborhood and the right place. And now it's, you know, you've been doing this for how long?
I'm 19 years right now. It's 2019.
Woo! Well, that's fantastic. So you've seen every side of the roller coaster.
Well, not every side. You know, I didn't live through 22% interest rates. And I'm kind of hoping we don't get back there. So we'll just say I've seen higher rates than we've seen now.
Yeah.
But and actually, and my dad says they used to have a one-page contract. I came in at the three-page contract, so I never saw a one-page contract. So I'm still very young in real estate years.
Wow. What's a one-page contract?
That's back when people had honor, man. You know, that's kind of a lost art.
A handshake? Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, but now, like, the thing that I love about real estate now, it's technology just makes it so easy. You know, you just get on like, a dot loop and you just point where you want the signatures and everything just like the deals just get done so fast. No wonder houses aren't on the market as long.
But let's talk about that for a second, because you're the king of communication and you think about how critical it is to have in-depth conversations with people about the pieces of real estate that really impact them over time. Would you agree that the dot loops and DocuSigns and Adobes and all those various electronic platforms have gotten in the way of those conversations sometimes? Because I've seen it with my own buyers and sellers. If I send them a contract, they are ready to click all the way through it and then ask me questions. And I have to really make them pump the brakes so I can explain it before they click.
Yeah, you've seen a lot more than I have, you know, so I'm going to say yes. But in some ways, like I look at technology now, and I remember when I was showing apartments and literally there was no internet, there was no pictures, there was no this, there was no that. So you would have to take somebody out, you know, to 12 different apartments all over Boston, double parking and fire hydrants, you know, in the middle of all sorts of stuff. Right. And they'd be like, oh, this, you know, let me see that the other place. Let me see the other place. And now, you know, with technology, I mean, you've got all these variety of websites and information out there that you can literally sit down at a Starbucks for, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes, show the same 12 properties, narrow those 12 properties down to three properties, and then go out and see the properties.
Oh, it's a huge time savings in that regard, for sure.
Yeah. So there's pluses and minuses. I mean, I can definitely see your point to the contracts, because those contracts are not easy. It's not a one-page contract anymore.
Well, it concerns me not because I'm scared of technology, because I live in it and love in it. And obviously here we are recording this on Skype to post on iTunes for people to learn from while they're sweating to the oldies, but you think about it in terms of what have we traded off in order to gain that much convenience? I mean, you think about the hedge funds out there buying houses right now and home sellers that don't even call a realtor to get a number. They just pull the trigger because they're click, click, clicking on that website. It makes me wish every website had a disclaimer that said, are you sure? And do you want to talk to a local realtor first? Because people really should. But the convenience factor is, I think, going to be one of the impacts we have in real estate long term.
No, I think you're right. But I mean, you know, like the difference between us and, let's say, a hedge fund manager is like, you know, you're very involved in the community. I know you're very involved in the community. I'm very involved in the community. And that's kind of what I'm preaching is, not only do I know sales, but I know the community. I'm very active in my local hometown of Natick, Massachusetts, home of Doug Flutie, who was a Heisman candidate, who won the Heisman and had a good pro career. But like, I know, I ref basketball. I umpire baseball. I do things for the Natick Cultural Arts Center. I'm always in the loop as far as the different things. And that's the difference, is you can go onto a website and say, hey, this looks like a nice town to live in. But when you actually go in and you're with a professional like yourself or myself or the thousands of professionals that are listening to this podcast, that makes a big difference. Like, you're going to know, hey, go to this dry cleaners. This pizza place is no good. This pizza place is pretty good. I know the guy that does the ice cream. Oh, you need a haircut. It's more than just selling a property. You're selling the town, the area that you live in.
Which is another reason they should not call you. They should not call you if they don't want to know all the inside scoop of the entire area, right?
Yeah, no, please don't call me. Please do not call me. Do not contact me. Do not find me on LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter or anything else. Like, just go to your website and buy a house and hopefully it works out.
Okay, so if there's somebody that is interested in finding out why they should call you, how can they find you and get information on how your years and years of negotiating background could help them out?
I'm big on LinkedIn. Harry Corsell on LinkedIn. I'm also on Facebook. I've got a Facebook page. I'm on Twitter now. I just set up my tweets as we speak. Very, very active. I'm part of a team here in Massachusetts. You know, I work for Engel & Völkers. I mean, if you really want to find me, you can find me.
And if they don't want to find you, then they're probably not listening to this podcast anyway, which is fine. So if you're listening to this and you were just kind of glazed over after he talked about getting beat up by a prospect, I understand you people don't have any attention spans anymore, but it's okay, because all of Harry's information is in the show notes for this episode. So you can listen again and you can log in at any time and then hit him up on the networks if you want a very hardworking, communicative professional. Harry, thank you for coming on the show.
Lee, this was amazing. This was so much fun. Thank you so much. I can see why you're a top producer.
Hey, you know, it's all about finding ways to get better and understand who we serve, right?
Absolutely. Thank you so, so much. I really appreciate this.
All right, guys, make sure that you subscribe for more episodes, because you never know what's going to happen next over here in Crazy Shit. In fact, we don't know what's going to happen next. So subscribe and we will see you next time.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.